Well, every year when we have this service where we have visitors with us from Taiwan, we know that you students from Taiwan, you've been spending time in American homes, listening and interacting with people who don't speak the language that you speak. And we know that that's difficult. And so one of the things that we wanted to do as we have this service is try to provide a translation into Mandarin for the sermon. And so I asked this year a woman named Faye, who is actually part of a... You live in Palisadero, right, Faye? And she actually goes to a Chinese church in Reading. What's the name of the church, Faye?
Livingstone.
Livingstone Church. And I had no idea that that was here in Reading, so it's been good to get to know about that. And one disadvantage that she has is that she didn't know that she was going to be giving live translation until this morning. So I assured her that we don't bite, and she said, well, I'll do the best that I can. And I said, that's all we asked for. So Faye, would you come on up? That's for you. So Faye, I'm going to just be taking my sermon in small bits and asking you to do the best you can to translate it for us as we go along. But we sure are grateful that you're here, and hopefully this creates a new relationship here that you get to know us a little bit and we get to know you a little bit. So,
yeah, so glad to be here. Just a wonderful worship. Yeah, I'll do my best.
Amen. Thank you. Well, let's pray before the sermon and ask God's blessing on it. Father, we thank you for the fact that you have spoken to us in the Bible, and we pray that your word to us would be clear this morning. Help me to speak well, and we pray for Faye as well as she seeks to translate, that you would give her clarity and wisdom, and we pray that your word would be clear to us this morning and that we would benefit from it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's good to be together to worship God this morning, brothers and sisters. I also want to welcome all the Taiwanese students who have joined us today. We consider it a privilege to have you with us here this morning. If you are visiting with us today, let me explain what we're going to do now. As you know, this is a Christian worship service. As part of every worship service, we as Christians do a number of things.
在每一个这种主日聚会之中, 我们都有一定的行程。
We sing together.
我们一起唱歌。
We pray together.
我们一起祷告。
And we read the Bible together.
我们一起来读圣经。
And finally, we listen to someone teach the Bible to us.
然后我们会来听一些, 传教士的一些来讲解。
And that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to teach from the Bible.
今天我会再从这里来教大家圣经的讲解。
And for the sake of our visitors here this morning, I've decided to do something a little different than normal.
今天他特别为我们今天的从台湾来的学生做一些特殊的一些安排。
Instead of teaching from one part of the Bible, I'm going to try and explain what the whole Bible is all about.
通常都是从比如说一个经节来讲，但是今天他要从整个圣经来为大家讲解。
For us who are Christians, I will simply be reminding you of basic truths of our Christian faith.
对于听过都是基督徒的朋友们，这也是对我们一个很好的提示，来提醒我们，我们到底信的是什么。
I hope this will not only strengthen your own faith in the Bible, but also help you to teach it to others.
希望对基督徒来说，这不仅会来坚强你的信心，而且也给你一个机会，怎么来去跟别人来讲耶稣的事情。
For those of you who are visiting with us, I hope you will not only understand the Bible better,But also, I hope that you will come to believe what it says.
来访问的朋友们，不仅希望你们能理解更多有关圣经的故事，而且也更真的是来相信它，因为它是真理。
Because the Bible is God's word to us as human beings.
因为圣经真的是上帝给我们的话，给我们人的话。
And therefore, the Bible is true and brings life to all who will listen to it and who will believe it.
圣经是真理，听到他的话的人就会有生命，就会有一个永恒的生命。
The basic message of the Bible can be explained in four parts.
最基本的来讲，圣经可以分为四个部分。
First, it tells us about God.
首先，它告诉我们上帝是谁。
Second, it tells us about human beings.
第二，它告诉我们我们人是什么。
Third, it tells us about Jesus.
第三，它告诉我们耶稣是谁。
And fourth, it tells us how to respond to what it says.
第四个是我们当我们得到这个信息，我们应该如何来生活，如何来反应。
So I want to begin by explaining what the Bible teaches about God.
所以我从一开始先来讲一下，圣经是怎么来讲述我们的上帝。
The Bible teaches that there is only one God.
圣经教我们只有一个上帝，一个神。
And there are no other gods besides him.
除了他没有别的神。
So God says of himself in the Bible, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. Isaiah 45, verse 5.
所以上帝在圣经里是这样说他自己。我是耶和华，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。你虽不认识我，我必给你束腰。
This means that he is the God of every person, including each one of you.
这就是说，上帝他是每一个人的上帝，包括你在内。
The Bible also tells us that only GodHas existed forever. Everything else was created by him. And Faye, I don't know if it will help you, but we do have, I tried to put the verses up there.
Oh,
so if you can
okay.
read up there, I don't know if that would be a help
yeah.
to you.
Okay.
Okay.
圣经告诉我们只有神是存在永恒的。每一件事情都是由他来创造出来的。创世纪第一章第一节说，起初神创造天地，地样。
The first verse of the Bible says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
创世纪第一章第一节说的就是，起初神创造天地。
This means that you are one of the things that God created.
这就是说你就是神创造的。
And because God created everything, the Bible tells us that everything belongs to God alone.
所以神就是说他所创造的一切都是属于他的。
The Bible says The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Psalm 24, verse 1.
诗篇24章第一节说, 地和其中所充满的, 世界和住在其间的, 都属耶和华。
This means that you belong to God as well.
就是说你也是属于上帝的。
And because God made everything, and everything belongs to Him, He rules over the whole universe as king.
正是因为神创造了所有的一切，所有的一切都属于他。 他就是这个世界，这个宇宙的统治者，他是王。
The Bible says, "For kingship belongs to the Lord, and He rules over the nations." Psalm 22:28.
诗篇22章28节又说，因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的。
This means that God is your king too.
这就是说他也是你的王。
The Bible also tells us that God is perfect. He is completely good. There is no evil in Him.
圣经还说他是完美的。他是完完全全是好的。 在他之中没有任何的黑暗和邪恶。
In one place, the Bible says about God, He is the rock, His works are perfect, and all His ways are just, a faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He. That's Deuteronomy 32, verse 4.
申命记 32章第4节说,他是磐石,他的作为完全,他所行的无不公平,是诚实无伪的神,又公义又正直。
Finally, the Bible also tells us that God made the universe for one main purpose. He made the universe to show how great He is, so that human beings might honor Him.
最后圣经也告诉我们，上帝创造这个宇宙是有一个主要的目的，他创造这个宇宙是来彰显他是多么的伟大，所以我们作为人可以来尊荣他。
The Bible says in Psalm 150, verse 6, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord."
诗篇150章第6节说,凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华,你们要赞美耶和华。
This is the main purpose of your life.
这就是你生命的最主要的目的。
So, that's what the Bible teaches about God. And now I want to explain what the Bible teaches about us as human beings.
好,现在我们来再看一下圣经是怎么来说我们人类的。
You're doing a great job, Faye.
Oh, thank you.
The Bible teaches that God created human beings.
圣经教我们说,上帝创造了人类。
It also tells us that He made human beings to be different than everything else in creation.
圣经也告诉我们,他创造人类的是跟所有其他一切都不同的。
In Genesis 1:26, the Bible says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Genesis 1:26.
创世纪第1章26节说, 神说, 我们要照着我们的形象, 按着我们的样式照人, 使他们管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟, 地上的牲畜和全地, 并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So what makes us different than anything else in the universe is that God made us to be like Him in certain ways and to rule the earth for Him.
所以是我们与其他的创造不同的在于我们所创的是在他的 按照他的样子造的, 神造我们是让我们来统治这个世界。
This gives your life meaning and value.
这给你的生命带来一个意义, 也带来你的价值。
This also means that you can't just live however you want.
这也说你也不可以
You must live how God wants you to. The Bible also tells us that the first human beings God created were a man and a woman named Adam and Eve.
圣经告诉我们神所创造第一个
The Bible says, For Adam was formed first, and then Eve, in 1 Timothy 2, verse 13.
在提台摩前书有讲，神先创造了亚当，然后创造了夏娃。
They are your first ancestors.
他是你们最老的祖先。
In the beginning, Adam and Eve were perfect human beings.
在最初, 亚当和夏娃是完美的人。
They were only good, and there was no evil in them.
他们是完完全全好的, 在他们里面没有邪恶。
The Bible says, And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis 1:31.
创世纪第1章第31节说，神看着一切所造的都甚好。
But then God gave Adam and Eve a command. And they broke it.
然后上帝给亚当和夏娃一个指令，但是他们没有遵从。
To break God's command is called sin.
破坏了神给我们的指令就叫做罪。
And when Adam and Eve sinned, they suffered many consequences.
亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候, 他们就接受了很多的不好的后果。
Their relationship with God was broken.
他们与神的关系损坏了。
And they became corrupt in their hearts.
他们的心开始有了亏损。
And they began to die. Because the punishment for sin is death.
他们开始面临死亡, 因为对罪恶的审判就是死亡。
The Bible teaches that the consequence of the first human being was passed down to all his descendants.
圣经跟我们讲，这个原罪从 我们的老祖先亚当夏娃就一代代传了下来。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12 says, Therefore, Just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sinned.
罗马书第三章第二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
This is why you were born, with corruption in your hearts.
所以这就是因为为什么你生出来以后就有心里就有亏缺。
This is why you disobey God's commands.
这就是为什么你会对神的指令不遵守。
And this is why you will suffer death as the punishment for sin.
这就是为什么我们人会得到惩罚而会死亡。
The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23.
罗马第三章第二十三节说，所以所有的人都犯罪了。
And if we are not saved from the consequence of our sin, then we will die and we will be punished by God forever.
所以如果我们不得救的话，我们就会因为罪恶而死亡，而且得到神的惩罚，而且是永远的惩罚。
The Bible says, And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Hebrews 9:27.
希伯来书第九章第二十七节说，按着命定，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So that's what the Bible teaches about human beings. Now, I want to explain what the Bible teaches about Jesus.
所以这就是圣经里所说的人。现在让我来解释一下耶稣是谁。
The Bible teaches that human beings need to be saved from the consequences of their sin.
圣经教我们人需要得救，从我们的罪恶中得到解答。
But they cannot save themselves.
但是人不能解救自己。
The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 1, And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
在以弗所书第二章第一节说，你们死在过犯罪，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
A dead person cannot save themselves.
一个死去的人是不能把他自己救活的。
But even though human beings have all disobeyed his commands and deserve to be punished,Yet the Bible says that God has so loved us that he sent his own son into the world to save us.
虽然说我们是需要被惩罚的，但是圣经也告诉我们，上帝是如此爱我们，他这么爱我们，才会把他自己唯一的儿子送到这个世上来解救我们。
God's son is named Jesus.
神的儿子就叫耶稣。
He is God, but he became a man so that he might save men and women.
他就是我们的上帝，但他成为一个人，这样来解救人。
The Bible says in 1 John 4, verse 14,And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world.
约翰一书第四章第十四节说，父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
So what did Jesus do to save human beings from the consequence of our sin?
OK, 那现在我们来看一下耶稣是怎么来救赎我们人类的。
We had disobeyed God's commands, so Jesus obeyed them for us.
我们没有遵从神的指令，所以耶稣完完全全的服从了神的指令。
We deserved the penalty of death, so Jesus died in our place.
我们是值得得到死亡的惩罚，所以他为我们而死。
And then Jesus rose from the dead after 3 days so that he might give us eternal life with him.
然后他死里三天之后死里复生，而使我们人类得到永生。
This is the good news of what Jesus did to save us.
这就是我们所说的好消息。
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 4, For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures.
哥林多前书十五章第三到第四节说，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
The first man, Adam, brought death to all his descendants. The man, Jesus, brought eternal life to all those who trust in him.
第一，人类的第一人亚当把死亡带到了我们和他的后代的中间。耶稣这个人又把永生带到了所有属于他的人。
But we must understand that Jesus is the only one who can save us from the consequences of our sin.
但我们一定要理解，耶稣是唯一可以解救我们，把我们从死亡和罪恶中解救的救世主。
The Bible says in Acts chapter 4 verse 12, And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
使徒行传第四章第十二节说，彼得看见你为什么定Is that right? Okay.
Acts 4:12.
Yeah. 就是只有在一个之中，所有其他天堂之下，所以之中，只有靠他才能得解救。
There is no one else who can save you from death and who can give you eternal life.
没有任何其他的偶像或神可以来解救你，耶稣是唯一可以解救你的。
Only Jesus can do it.
唯一只有耶稣。
So that's what the Bible teaches about Jesus.
所以这
and, So go for it.
这就是圣经所讲的耶稣，我们的救世主。
And now last,I want to explain what the Bible teaches about how we should respond to its message.
现在我们最后一个部分，我要来讲解一下我们对这个信息应该如何的去领悟，怎样来对待。
So how can a person be saved by Jesus?
所以 一个人怎样才能被耶稣得救？
How can you be saved by Jesus?
你怎样才能被耶稣得救？
What do you have to do?
你需要做些什么呢？
You can't do anything to earn it.
你做不，你没有任何可以做的来赢得这个权利。
You can't do anything to take away your guilt for the bad things you've done.
你不能把你所做过的不好的事情拿走。
You can't do enough good things to earn God's love and approval.
你也不能做足够足够的好的事情来得到神的爱和他的允诺允许。
You are helpless to save yourself.
你真的是很无救的，你要是说要自己来救自己，就是没有办法。
But Jesus has done everything that you needed to be saved from the consequence of your sin.
但是耶稣为我们做了所有一切，符合了所有的条件，使我们的罪被洗掉。
And God promises to give you salvation as a free gift if you will only trust in Jesus.
神也给我们一个允诺，如果你相信他的儿子耶稣，相信完完全全相信他，这个得救就是一个完全的一个完全的礼物。
You must depend on him instead of yourself.
你必须仰望他，依靠他，而不是你自己。
You must trust in his perfect life.
你必须要相信他完美的生命。
His death on the cross.
他被钉十字架而死。
And his resurrection from the dead.To accomplish your salvation instead of your own works.
和他死里复活，在完完全全完成了救赎我们是的一个大事。
The Bible says in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him,should not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音第三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The Bible also says that when you trust in Jesus to be your Savior, you are also agreeing to serve him as your King.
圣经也告诉我们，当你真正信靠耶稣的时候，作为信耶稣作为你的救世主的时候，你也同意来服侍他，做把他作为一个王。
When Jesus saves a person, he calls them to be baptized, to join a church.And to learn to love and obey him for the rest of their life.
当耶稣救赎一个人的时候，他就招呼这个人来被受洗，参加一个教会，然后能在今后他所有的生命中学会怎么去爱彼此，来遵守他的旨意。
The Bible says,In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him, who for their sake died and was raised.
哥林多后书第五章第十五节说，并且他替众人死。是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
If you have never put your trust in Jesus to save you, I hope that you will do so this morning.
如果你还从没有把你的信相信放在耶稣这里，希望今天早晨你可以做个决定。
God loves you, and He calls you to believe in His Son Jesus Christ, so that you might be saved.
上帝真的是爱你，他今天就在招呼你来到他的儿子耶稣面前，因为耶稣救了你。
And if you have already put your trust in Jesus for salvation, then don't forget that you must live the rest of your life for Him.
如果你已经把你的信靠放在耶稣这里，不要忘记你的生命是属于他的，你的生命要由他来主宰。
He loved you and died to save you.
他爱你，他为你而死。
And now you must love Him and live to serve Him.
所以你必须爱他，你必须来仰望他，来服从他，听从他的使命。
Nothing should be more important to us than Jesus.
没有什么比耶稣更重要的。
So that's what the Bible teaches about how we should respond to its message.
所以这就是圣经告诉我们怎么样来反应对他的信息。
This morning I've tried to teach you what the basic message of the whole Bible.
今天早晨我试图来讲解整个圣经的基本内容。
I've explained what the Bible teaches about God, human beings, Jesus, and how we should respond to its message.
我试图解释圣经怎么样来告诉我们上帝是谁，人是什么，耶稣是谁，还有我们人应该怎么样来对待这个信息。
If you're visiting with us today, I hope you have come to understand the basic message of the Bible better.
如果你今天来到我们中间，希望你对圣经有了一个基本的了解。
But more than that, I hope that you will come to believe that this message is true.
但是我更希望的是，这个信息能变成一个真理在你生命中。
If you do, it will change your life.
如果你相信这个信息是真理，你的生命一定会完全改变。
And for you who belong to our church, I hope that this simple presentation of the Bible's message will help you to share it with others.
对于这个教会的兄弟姐妹们，我也希望这个信息，这个很简单的一个基本的信息能使给你一个帮助，使你知道怎么去跟别人分享。
Don't forget that this simple message that you have heard today is able to save a person's soul from death.
不要忘记这个简单的信息可以使一个人死里复活，得到解救，得到永生。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. You did a great job. I know that wasn't easy.
Yeah, so. Thank you.